how you can't earn God's love. And that is not a thought that I think many of us believe positively. But we presume it's true in the way that we act. In a similar strand, I want to look at this first reading, the second reading from 1 John, just ever so much more closely. Everyone who believes that Jesus Christ is begotten by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. In this way, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. And you can hear that and hear, God loves me when I obey his commandments. That's not what St. John said. You can also hear, if I loved God, I would follow his commandments better. It's another condemnation, same strength, right? That's not what St. John said. What St. John said is the following of the commandments is the fruit that demonstrates the invisible reality of our love for God. I want you to hear that this is not a condemnation, but instead an encouragement. Because brothers and sisters, dear Lord, do we know we need encouragement? And this is not the empty encouragement, you know, attaboy, you're doing good. No. Christianity is hard. There's that famous saying from G.K. Chesterton, Christianity has not been tried and found lacking, but been found difficult and left untried. Christianity is hard. Living is hard. And living well, that much harder. And when you put on yourself the weight of, I've got to live the commandments. Especially, you may be telling yourself, oh, most of the commandments are not very hard. But yeah, most. Most of them are not very hard. Most of us are not struggling walking around not to murder people. You may want to, but are not actually doing it. Now, you know, let's leave aside for the moment the wanting to kill people is probably not great either. But love the Lord with your whole heart, mind, and soul. Hey, that's easier said than done. And especially as you follow, you know, when you get into those core commandments, honor your mother and father, do not kill, do not steal, do not lie. Those are, I don't want to say much easier because, like, look, we all struggle with a connection to the truth, right? But that commandment is against perjury. Now, the daughter of perjury is our lies, right? But perjury itself is when we lie under oath. That's a much more significant sin. However, it's very easy to breeze over those last two commandments. Because if there's one of them, it's just going to kick you in the ribs. It's those. Coveting. I want. And I want not with the, you know, the sanctifying, you know, I want the good things other people have. Okay. I would love to have the virtues and talents that other people have. That is even sometimes laudable. What we get into trouble is, I want what I don't have because I believe I deserve it. That I deserve it is a certain level of pride born of the temptation of the enemy. And worse still is, I want what that person has. I want that person's life and I don't want them to have it. Now, that is a particularly, you know, malicious way of wanting that most of us don't have, right? But we are very informed by our consumer culture. I want. Some of those commandments are very hard to follow. But rejoice when you find yourself following the commandments. And I just can never think of it being any other way That is your soul bearing fruit. And the enemy will come to you and say, yeah, but you're still not yet perfect. To which you might say to him, duh, I am still alive. Duh, I am still not yet in paradise. It comes to you all the time with simple truths. It just lies to you about it. Duh. But you know, a tree bears more than one fruit, hopefully. That's the plan, right? And a tree bears fruit more than once. Again, hopefully, that's the plan. You should expect yourself to grow. Not once, but often. And you should expect yourself to bear fruit. Not once, but often. Rejoice. The commandments are not a condemnation. They are a fruit that our soul is supposed to bear as we follow Jesus Christ. Lean into them. Lean into the Lord. Because you should grow. You should change. You should see yourself be different today than you were yesterday. Or 5 years ago. Or 25 years ago. Or 50 years ago. You should be different today than you were yesterday. In a good way. Granted, admittedly, there's some people are worse, but those are other people living in other places, right? Not us. We strive, trust, hope that tomorrow will be better than today. And tomorrow you will be a different person than you are today. You're not finished yet. You're a work in progress. Let the Lord keep doing the stuff that He's doing in your heart. And know that when you follow the commandments, when you see it happening in your life, there it is. There's proof. Because a lot of this stuff, it's very difficult to measure. It's very hard to know if you're doing the right thing is having any effect. But when you see it, rejoice. Because that evidence is rare, but powerful. If you follow the Lord, you will change. Let's all stand.